Right? It's a tremendous kasha for all those confirmed bachelors. It's a tremendous kasha. And then, assuming that we explain why, you know, so then when, and what is as far as to, you know, to do it, you know, to Mizari, and what is as far as to wait. Okay. So, that, and then maybe we'll see if we'll talk something else. We have time. So, first of all, on the first question, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is brilliant. You have to give him such a thing. Right? Made a pretty amazing world. So part of the brilliance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that he made makes things that one bird kills many stones, right? There's so marriage is an amazing thing. Amazing thing is that it has many, many functions. And there's many reasons why it's a good thing to get married. So let's go through the pauses, and then we'll go through the other stories, right? So why is it important to get married? So the first most obvious reason is why?
Taiva.
Okay, that's not the first most obvious. Okay. The first most obvious reason is there's a chiyuv. There's a mitzvah approval. Right? That's the first siman in Shulchan Aruch. First siman in Shulchan Aruch. The first halacha in Eben Ezer, siman Aleph, is halacha Aleph. Chayiv ko adam lisa isha kedei lifros erbos. Person is obligated to get married so he can have a child. And if you don't get married to have a child, it's a terrible avera. You're like almost considered like a murderer. Okay. Now, what age is the mitzvah approval started from?
18.
That's what he says. Mitzvah ben yudches. From 18. So the first reason to get married is to have children. Now, the second reason, the guy said, is for taiva. That's also in the Shulchan Aruch. That's not just that's actually a halacha. It says in the halacha, what if you're ready for filled priyavu, and then for some reason you got divorced or your wife died? So it says it's a halacha. It's halacha ches in Simon Aleph. Avo bishakiyah and priyavu, even though you fulfilled kiyavu, osir lo lamo b'lo isha. Right? People don't know that there's an iser. There's an iser to be single. 30-year-old man, he's divorced, he has children, he fulfilled priyavu, you're not allowed to be single. Now,
why not, you old man?
I don't know. But it says...
He has to get remarried?
Yes. What?
He's trying to get remarried.
It says, I'm showing you, so you don't believe, so you believe that I'm not misquoting. Avo bi shakiyah and priyavu, even though you fulfilled priyavu, usher, you know what the word usher means? Usher lo lamo b'lo isha. V'sarach lisa isha bas banim. Im yesi, you should marry a woman to have children. Why? Because even if you have a boy and a girl, there's a mitzvah to have more children. But what if you can't find a wife who can have children? So then there's a halacha, you marry a woman who can't have children. In other words, this person's reason to get married is not really to fulfill pruvu. This person's reason to get married is so that he can go ahead and avoid hirurim. So there's a chiyuv to get married. So even if let's say he can't find a woman, there's a woman who can have children. Some women cannot have children. So he has to marry her. Right?
Is the reason for that because of taiva or because of lo tova adam liyosh?
No, that's for his taiva. That's the Israel because of taiva. You know, this is an Israel person will come to taiva. Okay. Then there's a third reason. So that's reason two. What you said is not an iser. What you said is a eitzah taiva, that there's a din, and it's even brought in the Shulchan Aruch also. The Ramah brings it. But this is what I was reading. I read this in Shir today. It's a Gemara. In the Gemara on Samav Beis, look at that bikini we got here, that the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chin Loi, Ko Adam She'ein Lo Isha, a person that doesn't have a wife, Shari below simcha, he has no happiness. Below bracha, he gets no mystical bracha in life. Below taiva, without goodness. And then the Gemara brings some other, b'marava amar below taira, he doesn't have taira. Below chayma, he doesn't have a wall, protection. Okay. Anyway, and then another one says below shalom. So there's all kinds of mystical or non-mystical brachas that come with getting married. So there are three reasons to get married. All gevaldig are good reasons. One is that's the only way you can have children. It's a one of the greatest mitzvahs in the world. We're not, you know, that's not for now. But having children is one of the biggest mitzvahs of any mitzvah in the Torah. Because imagine all the mitzvahs that your children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren are all a result of you. Right? If you didn't have that child would be doing a mitzvah. No. Because Hashem is about chesed. But the mitzvahs that Hashem gives to you.
Are you saying this as a fourth reason? No.
See, the first reason is an amazing mitzvah to have children. Then there's, and that's a chiyuv even, for a boy and a girl is a chiyuv. More than a boy and a girl is a mitzvah, it's not a chiyuv. The second reason is it avoids hirurim. Third reason is it brings happiness. And especially, we say, people who, you know, even people get lonely, you know, whatever. And it's a very sad when people are not married. It's, you know, even people who claim that they're happy, they enjoy, they're bachelors, it's great, but it's not so great. It's a very sad existence because a marriage, it's a pasuk in the Torah, the lo tov ve'yosa adam levado, which means kipshuto, that it's not good. The way the human is wired, it's not emotionally healthy for a man to be alone. So that's a real reason.
What about a woman?
Same thing. Woman? Yes. Yes, I think so. But the puzzle, I think so. But anyway, so this is not a halachic reason. This is just an emotional reason that you want happiness. You know, Gemara only talk about the man. I can't tell you about the woman. I can't know. I don't know. I don't want to say because the Gemara is not a man. So we have three reasons to get married. One is als pruvu. Two is als avoying here. And three is als stop for your own emotional happiness. Okay. Now, the Gemara, we said, the Chiyuv starts from 18. So now, what are the reasons to delay? So what? Torah. So what are the things? So the first reason to delay before you get to Torah is, I heard this from Rav Meir Chodesh, that he asked the Kasha, how come the mitzvah to get married at 18 to have a kid? We never find any mitzvah that starts at 18. Every mitzvah in the Torah, there's 613 mitzvahs, they start at 13. So why does one mitzvah in the Torah starts at 18? Munda thing. Very munda. Why is it not the mitzvah? Every mitzvah should be mechuyah for pruvu at 13. So Rav Meir Chodesh said, and it's probably a partial answer, is that because you can't do it at your 13, or at least many people can't do it, because you need maturity. Because in order to get married, you need shalom bayis. Otherwise, you're going from the frying pan into the fire. You're mekayim a mitzvah of pruvu, but you're over in avera machlekes and fighting, and that's also not right. So there's a requirement that you have to get married when you're able to make valid shalom bayis. And Chazal, the Rav Meir Chodesh said, that Chazal did not, in the time of Chazal, they did not feel that you could, at least maybe some people could get married earlier, you know, mature, but to make a chiyuv, can't make a chiyuv in the time of the Chazal until you're 18, because people were not necessarily mature enough till they're 18.
What does it mean in the time of Chazal?
When the Mishnah was written. When the Mishnah wrote that when you're supposed to get married, it's a Mishnah that Shmon Asar L'chuppah means because the Chazar were Koveya. That's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos.
They're not emotionally mature?
I don't know. Man, I don't know what Har Sinai was. But in the Mishnah was Koveya that at the emotional level of age and maturity. Now, it does say in the Gemara that some people got married earlier. It's not saying you can't get married earlier. But the Chiyuv doesn't start till 18 because there are people that will not be mature enough till 18. So I don't know. We're talking about men. I don't know about women. Still don't know, you know. But so the Maisa, so Rav Meir Chodesh said, and I think it's a very good svara, that if in the time of Chazal, people weren't mature enough at 18, so till 18, at least many people, then you can assume that today, many, many people are not mature even at 18. So there's one reason to delay getting married, Because if you're not mature enough to have shalom bayis, then you don't get married. Because it's wrong to get married when you're not going to have shalom bayis. And it's not easy. Shalom bayis is a very, very, very hard nisayon. It takes a certain maturity because things are, you have to have two people who are, in a certain sense, very different, because a man and a woman are very different. A guy can't even get along with his roommate, and a roommate is not different. He's a boy and a boy, but a boy and a girl are very different, and they have different emotions. It's not mukhruk you get on with a girl. That's what I'm saying. A roommate, so I don't know. You have to know, you have to realize that the probability is that there'll be issues that you and your wife will not see eye to eye, and you will feel very upset. And maybe, you know, when you first get married, you'll be very upset about something. You know, here you're, I guess, on the example. You always dreamed of inviting guests for Shabbos, and this was your dream of a proper home. And then you get married, and you ask your wife, invite guests? Guests? I don't like to cook, right? Or you always dreamed of all these great meals. You go to Kodo guys' houses, and they have these great meals, and you know, I don't cook. You know, I can't stand food cooking. Get my hands dirty. Or you like fleishiks, and she doesn't. Fleishiks? What are you all here? So I'm with you.
Emotional differences.
Right, these are very little. And then you find out, no, you do not find these things out. And you don't find them out at all. And then there are emotional, there are things. Your wife gets easily, gets emotional about certain things. She gets insulted about certain things. Men and women are very, very different. And since they're very different, And very often you have to be, the man has to be mevater, because that's why you're the man. The woman is much more emotional. So you can't expect her to always be mevater. You know, when it comes, you're going to argue about what kind of sofa to buy. You know, you buy the one that she likes, not the one that you like, right? So it comes out with about almost everything else like that. So so it's not always so easy for a young person who is spoiled, who always got what he wanted. It's not easy, and you have to be able to understand what the other person wants without her telling you. Because if you tell her, you know, I'm not ready to give marriage classes here. It's not so easy to have shalom bayis. So there's a certain maturity that you're ready to give, a maturity that you're ready to be meichel if things, maturity that you're ready to ask mechila even when you think you're right. Maturity to be to accept when you don't get everything that you want, right? There's a lot of maturity of understanding someone else's feelings and caring, right? So the one thing is, I don't want to go back there. You ask me and share. Yeah. So the first question thing for wedding and getting married is you gotta be mature enough. The assumption in the literature world is that an average 18-year-old is not mature enough. Sorry to say. That's the assumption. Because it's not just maturity. It's understanding, seichel, havana, being able to swallow your ego, there's a lot of things that you need. And it's not easy. So the one reason to delay, as I heard from Meir Chodesh, is you're just not mature enough.
Sounds like when we say maturity is like being a pushover and never.
And insight to being a pushover. It doesn't mean to being a pushover, but that's included in maturity, is that you're not a pushover, but you are. Yes. That's for the record. In a healthy marriage, whenever there's a disagreement between the husband and wife, usually the husband is the one that's mavater. 99%. Now, if it's an unhealthy marriage, that the wife is taking advantage of the husband, then you have a problem. So then you can't be mevater. But assuming your wife is a normal girl, and she's a tzedekes, hopefully she is, and it's just she happens to have different emotional needs than you, so usually, yes, but that's the way it is. Hate to disappoint you. The man is usually the one that's mevater. So anyway, but the ma'aser, but there's a lot of things. It's just not so easy. Marriage isn't so easy. So you got to be mature enough. That's one. The second reason to delay getting married is why? So the Gemara says, delay. The Gemara says, the Reshiva used to have a line that was a very common line in the Queens, no girl is worth a year of learning. Right? That was like a famous phrase, which is not in the Shulchan Aruch. But it's in America or in the world. The logic is like this. It's especially in America, the Metzius is that most people, when they only learn a certain number of years after they get married. Doesn't make a difference if you get married when you're 29 or you get married when you're 23. You learn a certain number of years and then you leave. Rabbi Harris got married young. He left Kolo young. Other people who left got married late 5 years later. They left yeshiva 5 years later. So when it comes out, by getting married younger, you're having less years of learning. Now, in Eretz Yisrael, this might not be true, because in Eretz Yisrael, people learn, some people get married, and they learn for 50 years. So that, I don't know. I'm not really sure. I suspect the Rishua said it there, too. But in America, for sure, where the minig in America is that people, for psychological reasons and for other reasons, it's hard to learn once you're married for a number of years. Once your kids start getting old enough that they're ready to go to school, whether it's financial considerations that you need, you can't make ends meet, it's emotional reasons, you feel like you have to get moving in life, you got to start accomplishing, you have no friends because there's nobody your age, and whatever it is, in America, generally speaking, especially in Chafetz Chaim for sure, once a guy is married for 5 or 6 years, he usually has to leave. And so that means that if you get married at 21 instead of 23, you're learning 2 less years of learning. So the Rashiva's line, that he was, this is a quote of the Rashiva, is no girl. You know, if the guy comes over to you on Hoa and says, or the Rebbe says, I have this greatest girl from you, right? Because that's what they do in Queens. Because they know, because there's a shit of crisis. So the chap is, you got to catch the guy before he starts going out, because you come to pick the guy that you want, and then before he goes out, you start to come over to him and start hacking him. Oh, man, I know, we get someone else to hack him, obviously. You know, so-and-so's daughter, oh, she's amazing. So the Shiva's line used to be, there's no girl that's worth a year of learning. Obviously, every rule has an exception, but the Maisa, that was a general rule. So therefore, even if the Rashiva comes over to you, Rabbi Grumblatt comes over to you and says, I have a granddaughter, right? and you were planning on staying and learning another year, you say, oh, gosh, Grumblatt's granddaughter. So I don't know, but the general rule was, if you were planning on learning another year, then we say, no girl is worth a year of learning, but if you're going to get married early, you're going to probably have to end up leaving earlier, usually. Okay, obviously, maybe we don't want you to leave your world. Every year of learning is precious. Most people do not. Most guys, when they leave yeshiva, feel very inadequate. You know, they did not finish shas, and they didn't even finish half a shas, and they probably didn't finish a quarter of shas, and they don't know halacha. And 1 year will make a big difference. You know, it's not so either just because so every year now the bigger Talmid Chacham in 1 year you're going to accomplish a great deal as your skills go up. So in your fifth year yeshiva, you learn much more than in your first year because you're a much better learner. So if you're going to learn what?
Still
going to
finish off.
Okay, so that's still like saying if you're not a millionaire, you should be a pauper, but you'll be closer. You'll be closer. So if you want to go ahead and get more. So I feel I want to be able to learn as much as I can. Practically speaking, there's a bell that I can't learn when after 5 or 6 years of marriage, because that's the way the world is, nature of in America. And in Memela, I want to get in as much years, so I want to be able to get 14 years in and not 12 years. Because 14 years, I'll learn much more than 12 years. Wait. Let me go further. Let me go. I'm very good at not listening. That's part of my Shalom bias. That was a joke. Okay. Anyway, the third reason for delaying marriage is in the Gemara. The Gemara says, what's the Gemara? The Gemara knows that this phrase, Rechayim b'tzavaro v'yasok b'tzar. Right? You people familiar with that phrase?
Kedushin.
It's in Gemara and Kedushin. Rechayim b'tzavaro v'yatar means, the Gemara says, a Rechayim means a yoke or a grind mill. And when you get married, so you have tirdas. And many, many people find when you're a bacher, you have no tirdas. I know that Rabbi David Jay used to say, a bacher, you have to go, they ask you to go to Israel, you just pack up your toothbrush, and here you go. You're married, you got a wife, you got your kids, you got a doctor's appointment, and the kids are sick, and you got to go to the grocery and buy. So there's, generally speaking, obviously every case is different, but generally speaking, many people have a lot of tears when they get married. Now, could always be exceptions, because there are some guys who, as we was mentioned in Shir today, that some guys just the opposite. When they're single, they can't sit because they're, for whatever reason, they have them both, they're unhappy, they're lonely, whatever, or they just can't. And when they get married, it causes them to settle down, and therefore their husmada actually gets better when they get married. But by many people, by most people, the Gemara says that getting married is a distraction. Okay. Now, because of that, there's a halach in the Shulchan Aruch. The halach in the Shulchan Aruch says, it actually brings this. It says you're supposed to get married when you are 18. Umiyu, this is a mechaber, im oisek b'tayra v'tariba, if you're learning, umisyare Lisa Isha, you don't want to get married. Kidei shelo yitrach b'mizaynus. You won't have to be busy making a parnasa. V'yivato min ha-toyra muter desacher. So the Shulchan Aruch says that you're allowed to get delay if you feel that it's going to interfere with your asmat. Again, this doesn't apply to every person. There are some people that learn better after they get married. This obviously would not apply to them. But there are so many, there are people. But there are people that many people don't. So now, comes along, I want to read the halacha. So the Beis Shmuel says that the Rambam says that this heter of delaying to get married is only if you don't have Yisko Mizgarbalov. But if you're in the level of Yisro Mizgarbalov, then there's no heter to delay getting married. Yisro means your Yetzirah is overcoming you. So the problem is, the problem is that everybody in America today is Yisro Mizgarbalov to some extent. The translation of the words means your Yetzirah is overcoming you. So it's unclear. So if you read it kipshuto, so then it means it applies to every single person. So therefore this halacha basically doesn't apply. And there are people that say that if you go, that's when they say some of the Hasidic paiskim, that, yeah, very nice, it's a halacha that you're allowed to delay because you're learning. But the Beis Shmuel says if your Yetzer is Mizgaber, and your Yetzer is not Mizgaber, okay, so you got to get married. Maybe Ben Azai was a super tzaddik. It wasn't just Yitzchak Mizgaber, but everybody else besides that. So according to certain Hasidic Shapaiskim, this heter does not apply. Off the table. Luckily, or not luckily, depending on who you ask, we live here in Chavetz Chaim Yeshiva, and the Yeshiva, and maybe obviously many other people too, learn Yitzchak Mizgaber love means that you're off the charts. As if your guy's going on to be Mizana, okay, that would be called, according to Shiva, Yisro Mizgabrilov.
He is or wants to be?
He is, right? Not wants to be, he is. I said, if a guy, there'd be other things, there could be other things. I really not want to get into what's called, it's not, for, get a whole poopoo share. But something, according to Shiva, Yisro Mizgabrilov is a very high level. Does not apply to your typical person. There are people that it would apply to.
It's just based on actions, though. It's not based on
words. I can't say. It's a complicated gather. Required Rashiva. I don't want to say because I only got a short amount of time. But for most of your majority of people, the Rashiva hold when majority of yeshiva guys Kohen and Yeshiva would not be in the gather of Yisrael Mitzgaber. According to the Chassidus Shapaiskim, they would be. According to the Chassidus Shapaiskim, almost every single person in the world is in the gather of Yisrael Mitzgaber. According to Yeshiva, 95% of Yeshiva guys, 98%, 99% maybe, hopefully, are not in the gather of Yisrael Mitzgaber. Who exactly is? Okay, it's not really for now. Okay, then the Rabbi Shmuel says the second thing. It says that you can delay. He said the Rabbi Shmuel quotes a rush. Kitzvah la isolima la yadana. How much can you delay? Says the rush. I don't know. So the rush leaves it unclear. So the Mechaber says that if that you should get married for pruvu at 18, but if you feel it's going to be to interfere with your learning, you're allowed to delay. But the rush says, I don't know how much you can delay. There must be a point where you have to stop delaying. And he leaves it unclear. So I don't know why. I don't know. But there's a Chofetz Chaim. And the Chofetz Chaim answered, the Shulchan Aruch does not say what the age is. But the Chofetz Chaim says, they say it comes from the Yamsha Shlomo. But I do not know. I never knew where the Yamsha Shlomo got it from. But the Chofetz Chaim says, he quotes this Gemara, there's a Sefer Mitzvah HaKotzer. The Chofetz Chaim goes through all the mitzvahs that are nogeya b'zman hazeh. And he brings this mitzvah of getting married. And he says you should get married at 18, and especially at 20. However, if you're learning Torah and you're afraid of going to be mevato, then you're allowed to delay. Says the Chofetz Chaim, the alcohol part of him, nonetheless, lo yoizer min chofchei shana, you should not delay past 25 years. So the Chofetz Chaim paskins that even though the Shulchan Aruch says, and it's based on the Gemara, that you're allowed to delay if you're worried it's going to hurt your learning, interfere with your learning, but you shouldn't go past 25. So that's where the Chofetz Chaim Shita comes from.
What's the delay, 25?
I have no idea. It's what I said. I do not know where the Chofetz Chaim got 25. And I was told, and I think I once saw it, that it's the Yamsha Shlomo beings at that age. But where they get it from, I do not know.
The reason for 25 is because of Taiva? It's because of Puruvu?
No, we're talking Puruvu, not talking Priva. Taiva is Yisrael Mitzgaber. We don't have Yisrael Mitzgaber, so that's off. We're not discussing that. They're discussing the mitzvah of getting married, a Puruvu. So the mitzvah of Puruvu is supposed to be at 18. Says in Mishnah Shulchan Aruch, but if it's Rechaim and Savaro, the Asa, the Torah, you're supposed to delay. Says in Chofetz Chaim, but not past 25. Where did he pull this age of 25 from when the Rosh says, I don't know what the age is? I do not know. But the Maisa, once the Chofetz Chaim said it, we obviously assume he's right. So the age is, you're not supposed to delay at 25. So it comes out, this is where the Reshiva used to get his Shita from. That the Shulchan Aruch is saying that if a person is not learning, so then he should get married. The guy that says the guy's not learning yeshiva, so then he's supposed to get married really at 18. Except at 18 you're not mature enough. So when you assume you're mature enough, you should get married. 22, 21, assuming he's mature enough. If he's not, 25, 26, 27, I don't know, you know. But okay, but when he's mature enough, whenever that age is, then you're supposed to get married if you're not learning. If you're learning, so there's a heter, because assuming, now of course it depends, but assuming that the getting married will interfere with your learning, which depends on the person, but many people, because there's tirdos, you have to take care of your wife, you have to schmooze with your wife, you have to go to the grocery, you have to worry about the doctor's appointments, so there's tirdos on your, which don't allow you to learn well. And the Reshiva has this added svara, which is not in the Shulchan Aruch, that because in America, people stop learning after a certain number of years of learning, which is not in the Gemara. It's an American svara. You're giving up a year of learning. So it's not just a tirdus. You're giving up a whole year. So the Shulchan comes, then you're allowed to delay. But the time that the Mishnah Berurah says is still 25. So the Reshiva used to say that an average person takes approximately by a year, it's safe to assume you're getting engaged, even though there's no guarantee. So he would add the gate at 24. For some reason, I do not know, I'm not in Queens now, why it came now. Some people do 23, I don't know. There's it seems to be very common in Queens, the 23. But the in my day in the yeshiva, it was 24.
Wait,
now it's 18. Why are
other
okay, but that's not the norm. The reshiva in my day, the reshiva used to push 24. And I pushed all my kids. I encouraged them to wait till 24 for no other reason than besides also because of the maturity reason. Because I suspect that most people are not mature. You know, the 24 you can't because Mr. Brewer says you can't wait. But I always felt that you know, even though my kids are obviously very mature people, but I thought that, listen, if there's a heter to wait till 24 because you're learning and it's safer anyway, out of maturity. So I pushed all my sons. I have three. Right, that's right. So I encouraged them all. None of them got started going out till they were 24.
Remember saying 24 to start shidduchim or 24 to get married?
No, 24 to start shidduchim. Because the Rashiva Svara was, the Mishabura said, Chavetz Chaim says you should get married at 25. You shouldn't delay till 25 for approval. So he says, Rav Shiva said as Svara, that if you give yourself a year to get married, then if you start Shaduka at 24, you're allowed to assume that you'll probably get married at 25, and therefore that's mutter. What if you don't? So then you're an Ida, it's not your fault. But you're doing the normal Ishtadis. I'm just adding my own personal hargosha that once there's this heter to delay till 24, and you have this other Svara of a maturity, so I know I'll be there, but for some whatever reason, I know that in Queens that there are many people now that do 23.
Why do other yeshivas do earlier?
Why? I do not know. I tell you a secret. I'm not from in other yeshivas.
Why don't we assume? That
I don't know. The in Eretz Yisrael it's different because in Eretz Yisrael there's a society where people learn way after they're married, so it's not as much, especially the Shiva Svar does not apply in Eretz Yisrael. Shiva Svar was that once you get at a certain age, very few people learning in Kolo after a certain age. So Mimeda, when you get married younger, you're after a certain age of children. You know, when your children reach a certain age, somehow you feel like you're an adult, and people. So Shiva felt that. My son, Besh Bar Hashem, has been learning in Kolo for over, I don't know, years, 15 years. You know, that's a minig.
It's not as hard?
What? No, because that's a society. That's accepted. That's an accepted in this. He also waited until 24. But the social pressure in America, there's social pressure on a person. For sure, if you're in Chavetz Chaim, once you reach, you're married a certain number of years, you feel you can't stay. Can't stay in the yeshiva. You know, your kids are, you know, you're ready. Once your kids pass preschool, then they're regular, you know, there's some kind of psychological, I don't know. But that's an American thing. In Israel, it's not like that. In America, in Israel, people, my son's father-in-law is still in Kolo. Right? You know, he's a little older. You know, so it's a different society. So then it wouldn't be as big as a svara. So maybe then there is a svara to get married earlier. Why some people disagree? So I told you the Hasidish paskim, paskin, you're supposed to get married earlier because they paskin of Yisrael Miskaber. They don't agree with the heter that the Shiva has, which is not the only one that Yisrael Miskaber means off the charts.
Is that even if the guy's right?
I don't think so. I don't think so. But I don't know. But I don't know. That's a good question. But I don't know. But so if you hold of the Yisrael Miskaber, you know, the Kipshuto, then you also have to get married young. But according to Rosh Yeshiva, that's how I can only tell the Rosh Yeshiva sheet, as far as I know it, that Yisrael Miskaber doesn't apply to most people. And in Meida, you have the Chavetz Chaim's heter that you'll learn more years, either because the two reasons. One is because people in America stop learning once they get married after a certain number of years. And two is because even in Israel, there are tirdas. Marriage is a lot of tirdas. Therefore, he advocated guys should delay as much as they can So to 23, 24, whatever. Okay. Now, wait. I just want to finish off. What time we got here?
10:06.
I'm ready over time. I just wanted to say one last thing, which is very, very important, even though it's not okay exactly the topic. Assuming a person is getting married at the right time, so I just, as long as we're talking about it, I always say this, so I have to say it. There's the Geisha system of getting married, which is seeping into the Torah world, is a terrible, terrible system. We have to be Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu. The Geisha system is, right, you go to a bar, and you see this pretty girl, and it's love on first sight, and then you end up marrying her. That's horrible system, because love on first sight means you like the way she looks. You don't know anything about her, and now you're blinded. So she could be a murderer. She could be a vampire. She could be anything, but I'm in love, right? And you hear stories about that, that people may fall in love in convicts and murderers, you know, because they fall in love because of physical attraction, and then they're blinded. And then obviously, especially when your person's going out, you know, I never heard of a case when a guy goes out on a date and you ask a girl, do you have a temper? Oh, no, I have a temper. Right? She's not going to tell you. There were cases, guys, that they, after they got married, they found out certain chesreinus. You know, it does happen. You know, that girl, that certain chesreinus, that, you know, that they, because obviously when you're going out, everyone's putting on a show. So now you think you're gonna, first of all, you know, boy can't understand girls, so you don't even see the things that see through the show. So you have three things against you. First of all, you're blinded by your taiva, so you're blinded. Second of all, she's putting on a show. Third of all, she's a girl, so you don't understand girls, so you won't pick up the signs anyway. Because you're a boy. Boys don't understand girls. So the odds that you're going to pick up that she has a chisarin are almost zero. So in the geisha world system, you're almost, that your guy will have shalom bayis as a nice atzum. Because he's marrying a girl. There's no reason to assume they're compatible. There's no reason. It's just all taiva. And taiva doesn't last. You can't build a healthy marriage on taiva. In the Torah world, we have a great system, is that before you go out with a girl, before you even meet the girl, before you have any taiva involved, you go to a shatran, and hopefully you go to a shatran, not who's doing it because they want to make money, because then they might have a little bit of negiah, but you're doing it to someone who cares about you, who likes you, who is, and a person who's a pikeach. So let's say in Queens, you have Rabbi Harris, who's, I don't think he's doing it for the money, and I think he's a tremendous pikeach, and he meets the girls, and meets the boy, and he understands people, and so he's already, in a certain sense, checking out the girl for you, and he's matching up the personalities, and then he says, listen, this is a good shidduch for you, so now you can go out, if, obviously you don't get married unless you find attraction, etc., 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 but you don't have to worry so much that you're going to get attracted to a vampire. Because hopefully, if she was a vampire, Rabbi Harris would have caught it.
What makes Rabbi think that this thing's seeping into the, like, from world?
Because it's seeping into the from world. Because guys go to the wedding and they peek behind. And wait, well, who was telling me at the, who was telling me? Someone was telling me that you go to a chasana and you look at the ladies section. Now, did someone tell me such a thing? I remember someone told me such a thing. So that's a terrible system.
It's a shul's kiddush.
That's a terrible system because that's the same idea. Then you're, I don't know, but it's a terrible system. I know, Akasha. But Lamaisa today, the system that we have today in yeshivas is 100,000 million times better because you go ahead and you don't make your decision based on taiva. You make your decision. First, you go ahead and you have someone who's a pikeach and understands girls, and you don't understand anything of girls, and he also knows how to check out. And because when you want to check out, did anyone ever, example, you know, I want to know about this person. Oh, he's a great guy. I don't know anyone ever told, you know, gave a reference on someone that's not a great guy. You know, we're going to say, is a murder? You know? You know?
Harris knows every single guy that
he's a very big pikeach in understanding people. He knows how to shots you up. And he also meets the girls. He shots them up. He probably also knows how to...
He meets all the girls before the
girls? Yes. He also goes ahead and probably makes inquiries. And you have to know when you make inquiries, you have to know what questions to ask. And you have to know if you spoke to this this seminary teacher or... And you have to know everybody is, but you have to know what she means when she says the best guy in Lakewood. What does that mean? The best guy in Lakewood and the best guy in Lakewood and really the best guy in Lakewood, you know? You know, everyone's the best guy in Lakewood. But one guy's really the best guy. You know, I remember in Israel, I got such a kick. There was a big poster about different people's speeches. So the first speaker was Hagain Hamiti, and the next one was just Hagain. So that's it. So that means that, there's a certain picklist. If you know the person's language, it's a real gone, it's going on miti. So when they tell you it's a gone, you're not impressed, you know. So, but you won't know that. You won't know that. You won't pick that up because you don't know the sprach. You don't know the person that you're calling is not going to tell you the truth because they're not. The people don't tell you the truth. And if they told you the truth, you wouldn't pick it up. So the system that we have is such a great system, and I feel bad. I don't want to say this. There are people that Baruch Hashem. I don't want to say no one. You know, people that met their wives, they had siyata d'shmaya. They met their wives somewhere and it worked out, and they're having. You know, there's such a thing. People have siyata d'shmaya. I don't want to say never works. You know, there are people that has done that. But if you have a choice, lechatchila, it's so much better system when you have a shadchan who is that they can check up beforehand, and you can tell the shadchan what you're looking for, and they can match up that it's a good shidduch. So then you're so much better off. It's such a you're so much ahead of the game. Okay. Anyway, that's what I was going to say. So the regular hashgav is there are people who should get married early. Because we mentioned, I said in Shir, certain people have emotional needs. That's normal. There are people that are lonely. There are people that can't sit. The people that are restless in life. There are all kinds of different things. They have needs to get married early. And there are people like that. And that but most people are not usually in that category. That doesn't mean there's anything wrong with the people that are in that category. Those are normal people. Not everyone is the same. But the average person, Reshiva used to encourage them to delay because of these svaras, even though marriage is an amazing thing, but he used to encourage them to delay because of the Gemara, there gives a heter till either 23, 24. And when you do get ready, you should use a shotgun. Okay.
If a person's 21, not in Yeshiva anymore, should he go get married?
If he's mature, I don't believe he's mature. So I don't believe. So I don't think he should get married, in either. I don't think he's going to be mature. My personal suspicion.
He's not in Yeshiva anymore. Get himself in the trouble.
But it doesn't. My personal suspicion is he can't get married because he's not mature.
Is the fact that he's not in Yeshiva a sign that he's not mature?
Let's say he'll get in trouble with other.
Is there anything he's not mature because he's not in Yeshiva?
No. I don't believe. I have to tell you. I said my own. All my kids. I told them to wait till 24.
Let's say he's not in Yeshiva.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if you can go in and get married and you're not mature. I just don't know that you can't do that.
And he's not mature.
I don't know. It's a problem. So I'll get mature. I don't know. I don't know. There's a problem. That's the problem. I don't know.
Why is the right girl not worth your horse?
Because what makes you think that she's the right girl? Just because, how do you know? Because someone tells you. How do you know? How do you know? If you know because the shotgun tells you, but there's another girl. Edomai, you know because you went out with her when you were single, and that's for sure probably the wrong girl.
Why? What if someone? If someone? Well, that's if someone.
Oh.
What I mean, someone's single and they're on the table.
You want to go out with a girl, marry a girl that would go out when it was time going out with you?
No, I'm saying.
Rosh Hashiva had a daughter.